Hello and welcome to Eden Exchanges, the business journey podcast by Eden Exchange. Today we spoke with Grant Nye, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Kitsett Assembly Services. Listen as Grant discusses the benefit of joining Kitsett as a franchisee, the wide range of support available from head office, and how their services are saving one marriage at a time. Keep listening to discover more. Hi, Grant. Thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you here. To give us a bit of a background on Kitsett Assembly Services, what kind of products and services do you offer and how are they unique from other businesses in the industry?
Yeah, right. Kitsett Assembly Services provides assembly of flat pack modular furniture and products that come in a ready to assemble or what we call a Kitsett form. These range anything from indoor furniture, outdoor furniture, even barbecues, up to sort of larger structures like sheds or saunas, fitness equipment. So, you know, as you can imagine, there's a lot of products that come in that format for the logistics efficiencies. And our service is basically taking the frustration out of the assembly that the customers are faced with.
Can you describe what a typical Kitsett customer is like?
Yeah, I sure can. People look for our service for a number of reasons. One of the biggest ones is we're increasingly becoming time poor. So we much rather spend time with family or friends rather than put ourselves through tasks that we might be able to do that would take us a fair amount of time. So let's get someone in that can get that done and we don't waste the weekend. I have great examples of living in Australia and my wife wanting to go to IKEA, and I kind of deliberately leave my wallet at home because I knew that when I got home, I was going to lose my Sunday putting together whatever it is she'd purchased. So, you know, I kind of value that time and I'd much rather get a professional in to get it done quickly and efficiently and let me get out about some family time. One of the other reasons is comes down to energy. They may lack the strength, the health, or the ability to do the work. And again, a lot of our shed assemblies fall into that category where we might put those up in retirement type villages or for customers that just physically aren't able to complete that. Stress, and one of our catch cries is saving marriages one flat pack at a time. Again, we remove that sort of domestic stress that comes from a foreman worker relationship between a husband and wife, whichever way that plays out. And so, you know, we take away, again, that frustration in the home. And increasingly, where we go to sort of high density living in the cities, people don't have the tools. Not everyone these days, you know, has a backyard and a toolbox. And that ties in with the skills. And again, especially these more recent generations aren't inheriting the skills that, you know, perhaps 30 or 50 years ago we picked up in working around the farm or working around the larger section with our parents. So that's kind of the end user. But there's another key customer to us, and that is our supply partners. Again, the retail, whether online or traditional brick and mortar, or our wholesale customers, where, you know, we're adding value to their supply chain. We're actually creating that last mile logistics solution to sell that shed or to sell that piece of gym equipment. There's an opportunity for them to, you know, I guess, realize an incremental revenue stream. They really get the confidence of knowing that their product's going to be correctly assembled. And so they're not sort of having customers come back directly to them saying, you know, your product's broken. Well, it could be because we just didn't follow the instructions correctly in putting it together. So they get a confidence from us that knowing that the person that's putting it together is experienced and professional in what they do. We have some really cool integration solutions, again, through online where we can white label or co-brand digital portals so that the larger retailer that may have a really large tech stack or an international IT list that they have to work through to get things done can sort of sidestep that with some of our smarts there. And I guess the key thing for those supply partners is it gives them one throat to choke. You know, again, if you're a national supplier of, let's say, barbecues, you know, if you're using Kitsett Assembly Services, you really know that there's, you know, one central support team, there's one, you know, account manager that you're going to be dealing with that can, you know, make sure that the training or the product updates are flowed out to those franchisees as opposed to perhaps running a contractor network as well. So there's big advantages to the suppliers and the retailers that meet all of their customers' needs because they'll be experiencing that same sort of time, energy, stress, and tools and skill issues that our direct customers do as well.
Yeah, fantastic. And just in your own words, what was the sort of the light bulb moment that you realized that there was a market for this kind of service?
For me personally, it was me having to constantly ask my wife to go out when I was doing products. But again, I think if I go back 10 years ago, I wasn't ever aware of this service. It was just something that I had to battle through. So, you know, when Will came along and said, hey, we've got this great opportunity, we want you to come in and get involved in the business, it just made so much sense. It was very simple, it was very scalable, but it was solving a genuine frustration that I got. And I think that resonates with a lot of people. Every time I head out to the shopping center and I wear the polo shirts, I'm always getting tapped on the shoulder by someone. Hey, I love your slogan. That's so true. Or where were you last weekend? You could have saved my marriage. Or I went and gave blood today, and the lady in the blood clinic said, you're too late. She goes, my marriage already failed. And it took me a moment to think about what she was talking about. But again, talking about the assembly services. So I think that's kind of that pivotal point for many people where they go, you know what? It's just not worth the stress or the time. And that's really what attracted me to the business as well.
And how has your business grown since it first began, and what professional milestones has the brand achieved so far?
Yeah, we started about 5 years ago in New Zealand, and since then we've grown from a couple of franchisees and a few suppliers to a network of over 40 franchisees covering all of New Zealand and areas in Australia. We supply services, referral services, to in excess of 80 large retail partners as well. We're very, very proud of our Net Promoter Score, which is a measure of customer satisfaction. That sits up currently at around 93. So that's best in class, and probably testament to the fact that our franchisees are the owner operators as well as the deliverers of the service.
Yeah, that's fantastic. That's a really impressive score you've got there. For anyone interested in joining the Kitset franchise, what are the costs involved to start up, and what does that include?
Yeah, our initial franchise fee, our opportunity fee, is $45,000. Included in that is up to 4 weeks of comprehensive training, both on our systems and out in the field, sort of on the job, learning the tricks and tips, I guess, of assembly. It also includes some initial marketing.
Great. And could you expand on any business support that the head office team provides for the franchisees as well?
Yeah, that's kind of key of our offering as well. So we have what we call a customer experience team, which is a team that not only provides support to the franchisees as far as getting the bookings locked down, but it's a direct line of contact to our customers. In addition to our online and e-commerce platform, which is a world leader and able to actually take a booking for a particular product from a customer, we also support that with people. We find people like to talk to people. And so we have this customer experience team that actually can field inquiries from customers and help sort of play the role between them and the provision of the service, which means the franchisees can pretty much stay out on the tools and not get bogged down in administration and phone calls.
It sounds like there's a lot of support there. So what do the Kitset franchise partners love about being in the network as well?
Yeah, I think, you know, the biggest thing that we hear back is that they have a day that sees them successfully complete something or build something. You know, they come from a variety of backgrounds. We've had everything from airline pilots through to teachers to firemen. And, you know, one thing we completely hear is at the end of the day, they can stand back and look at something that they've completed and take a huge amount of satisfaction. There's also a nice physical or light physical element to what we do. So it's an active business. They're not standing behind a counter, you know, making coffees or, you know, scrubbing on hands and knees or laying tiles or anything like that. It's quite a light sort of industry. So they enjoy the lifestyle benefits that come with the physicality.
Yeah, awesome. And what kind of people do you think suit the business best? Are there any personalities or characteristics that stand out?
Yeah, look, we do encourage our franchisees to grow their own business. You know, it's part of our model that they actually get out and network with referrers of the business to build that referral and repeat business. So if they have a kind of open and warm personality, they'll benefit from those interactions with those customers and the likes of store staff at retail centres, et cetera, that are likely to, you know, recommend our services. They also need to be averagely healthy and fit as well, because there is some sort of light lifting and moving of products into place. But other than that, like I said before, we've got everything from school teachers to airline pilots that have come through to the business. And, you know, really, we say if you have some sort of practical application, you love, you know, putting things together, you love solving puzzles or building Lego, then, you know, you're probably really going to love this as a business opportunity.
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. Where is Kitsat headed for in the future, and what goals are you looking to achieve?
Yeah, that's quite timely. We've got some really big plans at the moment. It's building this comprehensive network of business owners, of franchisee business owners, to go out and deliver the service, to maintain our very high levels of customer satisfaction, and create, you know, profitable businesses for each of our franchisees that they can attribute or amass equity and goodwill that, you know, potentially they can on-sell at a later time.
Yeah, fantastic. And what advice can you offer those looking to become a Kitsat franchisee, and what is the best way to get started?
Yeah, well, the best way to get started is to give Jeff a call and have an initial conversation. We really encourage our potential franchisees to come out and do an experience day where we place them with one of our current franchisees, and they can go and actually look that it's a right fit for them. You know, I think that's kind of key, to have a look, if you like, under the hood, to see whether it's going to be a fit for them as well. I think being a service offering, a man in a van service offering, it appeals to those people that perhaps like to work by themselves, but also, you know, be part of a wider network of experience where they can get guidance, I guess, not only through growing their business, but on the technical aspects of that as well. So, you know, it's quite broad, but we certainly like to be very transparent and get these people a very good look at our business before they make, you know, any commitments or move towards exploring the opportunity further.
And that's all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us, Grant. It was a pleasure learning about Kitsat Assembly Services and your franchising opportunities. Now, for anyone listening to this podcast who would like to know more about this opportunity or to kickstart the franchise process, just click the button below to submit your interest.